What is up, my dudes? This is episode number 9 of the Anything and Everything podcast. It is I, Connor. My topic today that I was thinking about is stress and anxiety and all that good shit. Well, it's not really good, but you know what I mean. If you're like me, I know there's a lot of people like me, you struggle with anxiety and you struggle with that constant train that just keeps plowing through your head of just constant negative thoughts or what if possibilities, or that inkling feeling that there's just something that you know you gotta be doing right now, but you don't fucking know what it is. It's just a constant feeling of like uncomfortability, you know? And that's a really fucked, my voice just cracked really bad. That's a really fucked up thing to have to deal with all the time, you know? Personally, this is just my personal opinion. I am not a scientist or anything, but I think about 60% of anxiety and mood and depression disorders can be solved without prescription drugs. I don't think that prescription drugs should be the go-to, especially with the capitalistic money-making way that we go about treating, quote-unquote, all of our mental illnesses and mental health sicknesses. You know, if you guys know me, well, now you're gonna know, because I'm gonna tell you. When I was younger in high school, I struggled with my own shit. I was very, very much a depressed kid, and I dealt with lots of bouts of anxiety and depression and mood swings, and I had a pretty bad addiction to prescription drugs for an entire year, and it really fucked up my the end of my junior and beginning of my senior year, a little bit of the end of my senior year too, but you know, like, I would do Xanax, Escitalopram, Citalopram, Clonazepam, Klonopin, all those benzodiazepines, and pain medications too, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Hydrocodone. You know, it's a fucking slippery slope, and I don't think that prescription drugs should be the first go-to. I don't think that they should be the answer for those sorts of things to deal with our stress and our pains. You know, there are certain cases, that is like the hypothetical 40% that I'm talking about. There are some certain cases where that kind of stuff is absolutely necessary, most definitely. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that think that they need it when in reality they don't. And I think that a lot of that stuff can be solved with, you know, developing certain skills or just doing activities that are inherently hard, that are just difficult for you to do. That require a lot of focus and attention and patience, such as, you know, I'm a bodybuilder. That takes a lot of focus. That takes a lot of patience because, I mean, I'm not a patient person by any sense of the word. But it has taught me a lot about when the right and wrong times are to relax, when are the right and wrong times to stress about certain things. I'm also a drummer too, so learning the drums has become like a challenge as well. But I think that effective ways of dealing with these feelings of stress and depression, I think they can be adequately channeled, if you will, or dealt with when you have a really good environment around you, a really good select few group of people who want the same things, they have like minds, who are very motivated as much as you are, very encouraging, and also when you try to develop certain skills to kind of sway your feelings of depression. So if you guys are going through this, I would suggest trying to deal with these things in that sort of manner rather than going to prescription pills. Or, you know, smoke some weed or CBD oil, you know? All right, that's it. That's all I got.